Welcome to the Gospelite Minute X. This is Daniela White, and we are glad that you have tuned in. Today, Daniel White III is going to share with you, from a fresh and unique perspective, how you can get to know Jesus Christ for yourself. Daniel White III is the national best-selling author of over 20 books. He has spoken in meetings across the United States and in over 25 foreign countries. He is the president of Gospel Light Society and Torch Ministries International. Now here's your host, Daniel White III.
California's wildfires and the eternal fires of hell. This is the chief of sinners, Daniel White III, president of Gospel Light Society International, reminding you of what the Bible says, that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners like you and me. For over a week, deadly wildfires have ravaged Northern California and seem to have given no indication that they are about to let up. 40 people so far have perished, and tens of thousands have fled their homes. Hundreds are still missing, and millions of dollars worth of property and possessions have been lost. Some are calling this a judgment of God against the pleasure and the sin of overindulging in wine and other things that go along with that. According to the Washington Post, the horrific scale of death and destruction is coming into focus. The blazes have killed more people than any other California wildfire on record. The death toll is certain to rise as authorities, some accompanied by cadaver dogs, continue to explore the destruction. It is tragic to hear about people dying, being injured, and being uprooted from their homes and livelihood due to this monster fire that won't quit. It is doubly sad to know that many are now grieving the loss of loved ones, because much of the area affected by these fires belonged to California wine country. Businesses have been destroyed and dismantled piece by piece. Many are without jobs, and the losses will take decades to recover from. For many of the families affected, it may seem like the worst thing that could have ever happened, but it isn't. The actual worst thing that could have happened also has to do with fire. And the worst thing that will happen for many in the future and even now are the eternal fires of hell that just won't quit. The place where those who die without Christ go to spend eternity apart from God. Firefighters will one day be able to put out the wildfires in California, but the eternal fires of hell will never be put out. The Bible tells us that hell is a real place of eternal fire, eternal darkness, and eternal doom and torment, and a place without God, the loving God, who loved us so much he wrapped himself in flesh and came and died for us. In fact, it has often been observed that Jesus Christ, the loving, miracle-working, healing, raising from the dead Son of God, spoke more about hell than any other biblical figure. Listen to these words by Dr. Tim Keller, He said Jesus speaks of eternal fire and punishment as the final abode of the angels and human beings who have rejected God and Jesus Christ. He says that those who give in to sin and not trust Christ as Savior will be in danger of hell fire. The word Jesus uses for hell is Gehenna, which refers to a valley in which piles of garbage were burned daily, as well as the corpses of those without families who could bury them. In Mark 9:43, Jesus speaks of a person going to hell where their worm does not die and the fire is not quenched. Jesus is referring to the maggots that live in the corpses on the garbage heap. When all the flesh is consumed, the maggots die. Jesus is saying, however, that the spiritual decomposition of hell never ends, and that is why their worm does not die. If Jesus, the Lord of love and author of grace, spoke about hell more often and in more vivid, blood-curdling manner than anyone else, it must be a crucial truth. End of quote. In light of this crucial truth, it is important that you prepare now to avoid these eternal flames that just won't quit. Instead of ending up in hell, you could end up in heaven, where you will experience eternal life in the presence of God forever. Do you want to know for sure that you will escape the fires of hell and go to heaven when you die? If so, allow me to share with you how you can give your life to Jesus Christ today and be given a home in heaven for eternity. First, accept the fact that you are a sinner and that you have broken God's law. The Bible says in Romans 3:23, "For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God." The second, accept the fact that there is a penalty for sin. The Bible states in Romans 6:23, "For the wages of sin is death." Third, accept the fact that you are on the road to hell. Jesus Christ has said in Matthew 10:28, "And fear not them which kill the body, but are not able to kill the soul, but rather fear him which is able to destroy both soul and body in hell." Also, the Bible states in Revelation 21:8, "But the fearful and unbelieving, and the abominable, and murderers, and whoremongers, and sorcerers, and idolaters, and all liars shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death." Now that is bad news, but here's the good news for you. Jesus Christ said in John 3:16, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." Just believe in your heart that Jesus Christ died for your sins, was buried, and rose from the dead by the power of God for you, so that you can live forever with him. Pray and ask him to come into your heart today to save your soul, and he will save you. For Romans 10:9-13 says that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou you shalt be saved. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Dear friend of mine, if you believe in your heart that Jesus Christ died on the cross for your sins, was buried, and rose from the dead, and you want to trust him for your salvation today, it is very simple to do, for the Bible says, "Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved." The Bible also says, "For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." Please pray with me right now this simple prayer and mean it from your heart, and God will save your soul. Holy Father God, I realize that I am a sinner and that I have done some bad things in my life. I am sorry for my sins, and today I choose to turn from my sins, my faults, and my failures. For Jesus Christ's sake, please forgive me of my sins. I believe with all of my heart that Jesus Christ died for me, was buried, and rose again. I trust Jesus Christ as my Savior, and I choose to follow Him as Lord of my life from this day forward. Lord Jesus, please come into my heart and save my soul and change my life today. Amen. Dear friend of mine, if you just trusted Jesus Christ as your Savior and you prayed that prayer and you meant it from your heart, I declare to you that based upon the Word of God, you are now saved from sin and hell and you're on your way to heaven. Welcome to the family of God. Congratulations on doing the most important thing in life, and that is receiving Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. For more information to help you grow in your newfound faith in Christ, go to GospelLightSociety.com and read what to do after you enter through the door. Jesus Christ said in John 10:9, I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved, and shall go in and out and find pasture. Until next time, my beloved, please believe by faith, share the faith, and keep the faith. God bless you.
Thank you for listening to this Gospel Light Minute X broadcast. If you have questions about salvation, what to do after salvation, are looking for a good church home, or would like to read our pamphlet, What to Do After You Enter Through the Door, please visit www.gospellightsociety.com for more information. If you would like for us to pray for you, please send your prayer request to gls@gospellightsociety.com. This radio broadcast can be heard daily on bcnnradio7.com, buzzsprout.com, iTunes, Blog Talk Radio, and Live 365. Tell your friends and family to tune in and discover God's amazing grace and love. Now here's a song that will encourage you in your newfound faith in Jesus Christ. God bless.
Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but through.